Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107. Sunday, second class, June 19th, 2022, Romans.
All right, as we get ready for part two, a few moments of silent prayer, shall we? Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have magnified your word over all of your name. And therefore, the word of God is more important than the very air that we breathe. And as we assemble this morning to fellowship in the word, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of Scripture to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. All right, we are in the great parenthesis, the Divine Viewpoint Father's Day message, verses 17 to 21. We have now the corrected translation of verses 17 and 18, which sounds like this. As it stands written, quoting Genesis 17, verse 5, I have made you a father of many nations before the Lord, whom he, Abraham, believed, faith rests life, even God who gave life to the sexually dead ones, both Abraham and Sarah, and has called what did not exist as now existing. Verse 18. Who, Abraham, contrary to all human expectation of having children, believed, maximum faith rest life, on the basis of confidence in God's promise, with the result that he became the father of many nations, according to what has been written in the past, with the result that it stands written forever, a quotation of part of Genesis 15:5, so your descendants will be. Now that brings us to verse 19. And being not weak in faith. This is the conjunction chi plus the aorist active participle of ostheneo with the negative me, plus the dative singular of pistis with the definite article. Conjunction chi is a connective chi, correctly translated and. And then, ostheneo. Looks like that in the Greek, A-S-T-H-E-N. E, long O. Ostheneo. Ostheneo literally means to be weak or to be powerless. And literally, it refers to bodily weakness, to be sick. However, figuratively, and it's used figuratively here, it refers to spiritual weakness. So this is spiritual weakness, but the negative may tells us Absalom did not have spiritual weakness. He was not weak in the faith rest life. That characterizes the spiritually mature believer, the winner believer. He does not have spiritual weakness. He's spiritually very strong. And that's the objective for you, to advance to spiritual maturity, to be spiritually strong. If you spend your life out of fellowship with God, living in the darkness of the cosmic system, you will be spiritually weak. But Abraham is not. This is very powerful here. Negative may with athanao. Abraham did not have spiritual weakness. He was not weak in the faith rest life. And then the noun pistis. P-I-S-T-I-S. Pistis. And pistis, well, sometimes it means faithful. Sometimes it means the act of faith. And it's such as the faith rest life. And that is how it's used here. Here it's referring to Abraham living the faith rest life. His act of faith. Faith in the promises that God gave to him. Faith in the Word of God. That's how it's used here. And this is a... the faith rest life, well, they didn't have the universal indwelling of the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament. They didn't have the unique spiritual life. They weren't filled with the Spirit. There was a few people that were had the endowment of the Spirit for to carry out a specific task, but they could even lose that. But in the church age, the dispensation we live in, every believer from Pentecost to the rapture, at the moment of faith in Christ, we are all indwelt by God the Holy Spirit. The universal indwelling of the Spirit, unique to our dispensation, never before in human history, never afterward. Universal indwelling of the Spirit, which is the base of operation for the filling of the Spirit, that's the power. The divine power to live this spiritual life God has given to us. In the Old Testament, the spirituality was the faith rest life. And that's what we have here. The act of faith, specifically faith rest life, dative case, dative of sphere, in the sphere of the faith rest life, or in the matter of the faith rest life. Corrected translation. And without becoming weak in faith. Without becoming weak in faith in the sphere of the faith rest life. A couple of things. One, spiritual weakness or spiritual strength is measured by the amount of the Word of God that you have learned and believed and is in your heart. You determine that by your own free will. You have a free will. You have a volition. God gave us volition just like He gave angels volition. And that volition enables mankind to believe in Jesus Christ or reject Jesus Christ. When Christ went to the cross, the sins of the whole world, every sin ever committed throughout human history was gathered up, poured out on Christ. Unlimited atonement. Christ paid the penalty for the sins of the whole world. God's not willing that anyone perish, but that all should come to repentance. God would love it for every single person in the human race to believe in Jesus Christ. And He's given us the free will to do so. Mankind is without excuse. And God is for mankind. God loved the world so much, He gave His Son. Operation Grace. God the Father designed Operation Grace. Operation Grace called for the eternal Son to leave heaven, to leave glory, take on true humanity, go to a cross, and solve the world problem of sin. God, through unlimited atonement, made salvation available for the whole human race. But you have a free will. You have a free will. You either can believe in Jesus Christ or reject Jesus Christ. There are those who will believe in Christ. They will live with God forever in heaven. There are those in the human race who will reject Jesus Christ, and they will spend eternity under condemnation and judgment in the lake of fire. But they have a free will. God is gracious to all. And the only way you can wind up in the lake of fire is for you to say no to God. God holds out a gift. He holds out that gift of eternal life to the whole human race. And the only way you can wind up in the lake of fire is to slap it out of his hand and say, I don't want it. And there will be many, and it's sad, there will be many who will spend eternity under condemnation and judgment in the lake of fire. And that is sad. But you have the good news. You are a royal ambassador for Jesus Christ. You represent Jesus Christ to a lost and dying world. And God will open the door. As you grow up in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ, God will open the door for you. He will give you opportunities to give the good news of the gospel to people all around you. And He will set it up. There are no accidents in the plan of God. And you'll realize that the people that God brings into your periphery and you have contact with, there's a reason for that. It's no accident. And it's an opportunity for you to present the Lord Jesus Christ to that person. And there's nothing like it. There is nothing like the victory and the joy and the happiness when that person places their faith in Jesus Christ. It's fantastic. And God will keep doing that again and again and again, no matter where you are, whether it's in your neighborhood, I have a rock I sit on out in the front. Everybody goes by. I sit. I used to go out and run. Randy's telling me he ran till he became Chester over here with his ankle. I was in track and field. I love to run. I love to run. I love to jog. I jogged all the time when I was... I've been here for 40 years. I jogged and jogged and jogged. Then I walked. Walk is walk and jog. And then I walked. And now I sit. Oh, sit. Now I sit. The people come by, and every time they come by, I say, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. And lady across the street, our neighbor, she says, why do you say Merry Christmas every time? I said, well, I kind of like to talk to you about the most important person in my life, Jesus Christ. I said, I'm a Christian, my wife's a Christian, our sons are Christians, and Jesus Christ, when He went to the cross, paid the penalty for all your sins if you believe in Him. You have the gift of eternal life. You will live with Him forever and ever. And you have the chance to have Christmas every single day. Have others drive by. They stop. One gal always stopped because she saw her dog. She had something, a treat for the dog. Nothing for me, but she had a treat for the dog. And I'd always tell her Merry Christmas. Now she says Merry Christmas all the time, so we call her Miss Merry Christmas. And I've given her the gospel. I give the people in our neighborhood the gospel. Wherever I'm going, whatever I'm doing, if God brings people into my periphery, that's not an accident. And I just think God wants this person to know the good news about Jesus Christ. You have that. You're a royal ambassador for Jesus Christ. What a privilege. What an honor. And you use the grace and power of God, the power of the Spirit of God. And all you have to do is give the clear message of the grace gospel. God the Holy Spirit does all the work. God the Holy Spirit takes it and turns the light on inside so that they can see that this is true and have a chance to believe in Christ. The Holy Spirit does all the work. All you have to do is be faithful to give the good news of the grace gospel. Spiritual weakness or spiritual strength is measured by the amount of the Word of God that's in your heart. Two, spiritual weakness is the result of a lack of the Word of God in your heart. Spiritual weakness is the result of a lack of the Word of God in your heart. Three, spiritual strength is the result of maximum amount of the Word of God in your heart. That's where you want to be. Spiritually strong because of the Word of God. The Word of God is alive and what? Powerful. Alive and powerful. Sharper than any Machaira, the super weapon of the ancient world. The Roman Empire was conquered by the Machaira, the two-edged sword. The Word of God is alive and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. Piercing. Piercing, even to the dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit and the joints and the marrow, and is a critic of the thoughts and the motivations of your heart. And that's why when you assemble in a sound Bible teaching church, the Word of God is taught, it's going to pierce you from time to time. Because your thinking is not God's thinking. But that's a great opportunity for you. A great opportunity for you in humility to be transformed by the renewing of your mind and to grow up in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. So spiritual strength is the result of a maximum amount of the Word of God in your heart. Four, Abraham had great spiritual strength. And therefore he had a great spiritual life. He lived the faith rest life to the maximum. He had great spirituality. And as a spiritually mature believer, he had a maximum amount of the Word of God in his heart, and he believed it. He believed it. Great spiritual strength. Great faith rest life. Five, he knew God, and he knew the Word of God, the promises of God's Word, and therefore he loved God, and he glorified God. He knew God, he knew the Word of God, the promises of God, and therefore he loved God, and he glorified God. And without becoming weak in faith, in the sphere of the faith rest life, his spirituality, he considered not his own body, now dead, when he was about 100 years old. I always start with the King James. So we always start with that and then take a look at it. He considered not his own body now dead. This is the aorist active indicative of kata noeo plus the nominative singular of soma with the definite article with the reflexive pronoun heautu and the perfect passive participle of nekrao with the adverb eide. The first verb, kata noeo. K-A-T-A-N-O-E long O. Kata noeo. Kata noeo is a compound word made up of kata, that's the preposition kata, according to a norm or standard. According to the norm or standard of something. Noeo means to think. So literally, kata noeo is to think according to a norm and standard. And that's good. Thinking is good. Thinking is great. God wants you to think. He wants you to think Bible doctrine. Think divine viewpoint. There's a lot of human viewpoint garbage out in the world. God wants you to think divine viewpoint. He wants you to think truth. So this is to think according to a norm and standard. This is intensive thinking. And therefore, katanoeo means to carefully observe, to look at with reflection, to consider, to contemplate, to pay attention to direct one's whole mind on something, to carefully observe, to look at with reflection, to consider, to contemplate, to pay attention to direct one's whole mind on something. Abraham was totally aware and completely understood that he was in the status of sexual death. He knew that inside and out. And then we have Ta Heautu Soma, his own body. Arntgen Giegerich, page 806, says body here, Soma, refers to the body as the seat of sexual ability. And then we have Nekra'o. That's N-E-K-R-O, long O, Nekra'o. A couple of things. One, in the active voice, Nekra'o means to put to death. To put to death. So in the active voice, Nekra'o means to put to death. Two, in the passive voice, which is what we have, it means to be worn out, to be impotent, sexual death, to be as good as dead. Three, the a-o ending. There's the Omicron Omega. Omicron Omega, a-o ending. The a-o ending is causative. Abraham was caused to receive sexual death. The perfect tense is the intensive perfect. Abraham was caused to receive sexual death in the past, with the result that he is in the status of sexual death now, and he's approximately 100 years old. For 13 years, Abraham has been in sexual death. The participle is adjectival, modifying and describing Abraham's physical body as being a sexually dead physical body. And then ade, the adverb, that's long E, D, long E, ade. Ade means now, already, by this time. So the corrected translation. And without becoming weak in faith, that's great, he is strong in his faith. Without becoming weak in faith, in living the faith rest life, he carefully observed, and he was totally aware that his own body had received sexual death in the past, with the result that he is in sexual death now at age 99. But we have when he was about 100 years old. This is the enclitic adverb pu, plus the present active participle of huparko, plus heka tonta etes. The hard part will be trying to get this word on the Orient. Huparko, first of all. H-U-P-A-R-C-H, long O. Huparko. Huparko literally means to exist, to be present. It's often used as a substitute for the to-be verb eimi, and that's how it's used in our verse. The participle is circumstantial, temporal. When he was, is how you translate. When he was, and then we have the enclitic particle pu. P-O-U, poo. It's an enclitic particle. It means about or approximately. About or approximately. And then, heka ton taetes. Aha. H E K A T O N T A E T long E S. Hecatontaetes. And that means 100 years old. Hecatontaetes, 100 years old. If you ever get to that point, that's I'm going to write you, send you a card. You Hecatontaetes. So the corrected translation, when he was approximately 100 years old. And then it says, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. And this is the conjunction chi plus the accusative singular of necrosis with a definite article plus the genitive singular of matrov with a definite article and the proper noun Sarah, princess, Sarah. Chi is an adjunctive chi. Adjunctive chi translated also or likewise, and then necrosis. That's N-E-K-R long O-S-I-S. Necrosis. Necrosis means death, putting to death, deadness, mortification. Death, putting to death, deadness, mortification. Matra. M long E T R A, that's the Greek word womb. And then Sarah. S A R R A. Sarah, the wife of Abraham, the mother of Isaac. Likewise, he carefully observed and was totally aware of the deadness of Sarah's womb. So verse 19. And without becoming weak in faith, he was very strong in his faith from the word of God in his heart. Without becoming weak in faith, spiritual weakness, in the sphere of he lived the faith rest life, he carefully observed and was totally aware that his own body had received sexual death in the past, with the result that he is in sexual death now at age 99, when he was approximately 100 years old, 99. Likewise, he carefully observed and was totally aware of the deadness of Sarah's womb. He totally understand the situation. He knew he was in an absolute hopeless situation. But he also had God's promise to him. And he believed absolutely that what God promised him, God would do. From his omnipotence, God would do it. God would fulfill what God promised to Abraham. That's the winner believer. There's nothing like that. There's nothing like being a mature believer, a winner believer. And even though you're in an absolutely hopeless situation, and you're totally aware of the hopeless situation, you have absolute confidence in God and in the Word of God, in the promises of God. And therefore you glorify God to the maximum. You don't fall apart. I don't care what's going on. It's not great to see what's going on in the world, or what's going on in America for that matter. But you have the living and true God. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit live inside of you. And when you have that, you have everything. Doesn't make any difference what's going on in the world. Greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. The devil. Greater is he who is in you, the living and true God, than the devil who is in the world. And the winner believer knows that and lives his life by that. And there's nothing like that. That's when life every single day is Christmas and Thanksgiving. That's when it's fun to be here. We have X amount of days. This day was one of those in the X. One of these times, you're going to get to Z. And then you're out of here. One of these days, I'll be out of here. And then when I get face to face with the Lord, I am not going to say, "Send me back." I'm not going to say that. Hell no. I want to be face to face with you forever and ever and ever. With our heads bowed. Father, we thank you, sir, for your amazing grace. May God the Holy Spirit challenge us that these principles become a source of blessing and happiness in our lives. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.